You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? It's a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Black. We're ready to hit our mark, and we're going to do it right now. I'm Druche.
I am Donye Love.
She's your princess to be.
Princess Amrima.
Yes, we are here. Y'all. Like we are that. Back in the building. The crew is here, solid in the seat.
Yes, we are.
Listen. This is it. I'm excited. Chris, what's going on?
Amber's taking me out.
Get in that mic,
Amber's
bro.
Taking me out.
Get in Chris. Good luck.
No, nigga.
Hold on.
What you trying to do, Chris?
I'm trying to figure some shit out.
Figure it out.
Niggas deleted my soundboard, so.
Oh,
they deleted your soundboard?
Yeah, so
what does that even mean?
It sounded intense.
You can't do your live production?
I'm about to figure it out.
Live production.
I'm about to do it right now. I got this.
All right. I'm going to do a whole bunch of gum art, so you're going to have to go back and catch up. Gum art. Go back. Catch up.
He's like, I gotta get my shit.
You gotta get his shit.
I need my shit.
Not the soundboard.
Me on.
Lord, Father God. Well,
what's the engineer with our soundboard?
I don't know.
I know, right? But he gonna get it together.
I know
so
he is.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just glad, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, are we gonna tell him now? Or we just gonna wait.
We should tell him now.
We just gonna tell him now.
We should just tell him now.
Chris is leaving
Chris
us.
Chris fucked up.
To get here today because
but y'all mind you
episode.
His mm-hmm. like his eyes is filled with so much joy.
He don't
he's
give
so
a
excited.
Fuck about
he's so excited.
Okay,
so
Chris, all I really know is that Chris don't give a fuck about us.
You the artist of the week. What's going on, man?
Come on,
gum art.
Week.
I just want you to know, Chris, I'm gonna do 9,985 gum marks in this one episode, so get your life. Gum art.
Chris is a key. Y'all are a key.
I love this shit.
And that is not even a real thing. You got people saying gum mark.
I know.
Amen.
Not even a real thing. Just,
okay, so Chris,
I think about it,
tell us about how you leaving us and you don't care about us. Gum art.
Nah, it's not that. You know what it is?
What?
Tell us.
This job really doesn't pay the bills.
Hallelujah.
Well, there's that.
Praise the Lord tonight.
You know, and on top of that,
there
my girl
is that.
Was really supportive, so she figured, why not come move in with her? On the West Coast.
She's
come
smart.
Through.
I was going to do it anyway. But
to Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
On the West
Seattle.
Coast.
You'll be catching fish at the fish
going
market.
To Seattle.
The fish market.
That's all I know about Seattle is they got that bomb-ass fish market because I love Frasier.
All
fish.
I remember from Seattle was the Real World episode where Steve slapped that girl.
Oh, no.
He slapped that girl.
I remember that.
We don't know.
He slapped her across the world.
Anything
I remember
about
that.
Seattle.
I remember
but
that.
But the real tea was he was mad because she called him gay.
Oh.
Like we all know you're gay, Steven. I'm gay? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. He got so mad, but that's that you know internalized.
It came out.
It came out. He smacked the fuck out that girl, but
sure
she sort of did deserve.
And then he got kicked out.
She did antagonize. I'm like, then he got kicked out.
Every now and then you gotta slap a hoe.
Every now and then.
Sorry,
well, you quoted.
Sorry.
Chris, I said curse. Chris not gonna be slapping his hoe. I mean, I should call.
Oh no!
Gumar! What is that? I'm confused.
Hashtag me too. Gumar!
I'm confused. Actually.
Hashtag hands up, don't slap.
I was trying to, you know, transition back to him leaving.
That was a bad transition.
Hashtag, that was not a good one.
Y'all knew what I'm talking about, though. But, like, Chris, like, okay, so.
That wasn't this nigga's finest moment.
Like, are you going to still be able to engineer our show?
Yeah, ooh, for the right price.
Come through.
Yeah.
He said, look.
They're going to pay for this week.
He said, look, it's real out here.
So you could go to Broadway Black's Patreon account.
And donate.
And donate. No, seriously, you can go to Broadway Black's Patreon account and donate. We have tiers where you can donate per month so that we can keep Chris on board.
That's expensive.
Cha-ching, ching.
Yeah.
Even though most of the time he just be asleep. Gunmark.
Yo.
I'm going to be whispering my Gunmark. She's going to have to listen hard, Chris. Gunmark. Gunmark.
Okay.
Gunmark.
The people are going to be like,
she's cracking herself up.
Shooting us up.
She is cracking herself up.
Quit shooting us up. All right, well, let's get this going, y'all. Like, what's popping? I miss
wish
y'all.
Poppy.
Hey, y'all.
Donye, are you okay?
He laid back. He on the gangster
right
league.
Now, so he just like.
I've had a very triggering.
Really?
A few weeks. Yeah.
What's going on? Talk to me.
This play just is a play? Not a, yeah. a joke. Mm. So for though I won't give anything away, but it is for a writer with a play like this, it is I'm asking a lot, not just of the artist involved, but of myself. Mm. I'm asking a lot of myself to sit in a space and to relive multiple moments.
Mm-hmm. Of your darkest times.
Yes, of very personal times. And so the gag is I actually haven't been in rehearsal at all this week for self-care. And we've been in rehearsal at this point for about 3 weeks. And I am still, I've been navigating through depression and anxiety this week. Mm-hmm. Depression because I'm being, I'm reliving certain moments in my life. Mm-hmm. And anxiety because I'm like, will it even matter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, will it even matter? And so I've just been in that space. It took a lot. This is my first time leaving the house this week.
Mm.
And it took a lot for me just to be here, if I can be real with y'all. So but I said,
we love you, Donye.
But I said, I love my niggas. And the joy that this is gonna mark.
This little subtle gum mark, but it's like
late.
Moments like that. These late. Little subtle gum marks help lift me. So I knew I had to be here, and
yes.
I'm glad I'm here.
Literally, that was literally just my week navigating through depression, anxiety, and just trying to make it.
And you know, you were on my heart this week after mm-hmm. meditation, and you know, I'm really like getting into this daily meditation and, mm-hmm. and honoring myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
honor.
I pray for you all daily. I pray for you all daily. And I just sent you a text message telling you I love you because you were
yes.
on my heart.
Aww.
And so like I, because you do that for me all the time mm-hmm. too, and just reach out, and we have to do that for each other. Just
yes,
reach out and
do.
See
amen.
What's popping
mm-hmm.
And check on each other outside of, you know, work and other things. Let's just commune. So yeah, reach out to your friends and talk to your friends, people.
Reach out and touch.
See what's popping with them. Like,
send
you know
them a gun mark.
Reach out and touch.
Do not send them a gum.
Reach out and touch. Somebody dick.
Oh my.
Reach out and
not
touch.
Somebody. You actually put a whole dick on Instagram this week.
You did put a whole picture
I
of a
did.
Whole penile.
Did you take it down?
I know. I literally.
He did.
I literally forgot I did that.
If I can be honest with you, I just be posting so much dicks. I'm like, wait, I posted a dick.
You
oh
did.
My God.
It was beautiful too.
It was really.
It was nice and long.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. really beautiful.
My God.
Yeah. We
some people felt it in
ones.
The spirit, felt yeah. it in the booty hole.
Okay. Gun mark.
I felt it in the booty hole.
The booty hole went wink.
Oh, my God.
What did it do? It went wink.
Well, we also, this week, we went to Amber's.
They took him out.
Shut up.
Yeah, what did we do this week?
Right, we also
what
went to
the beginning
Amber's
of the screen.
Gunmarks are banned.
Hey.
Look, it is a gun ban here over at Off Book. Guns are banned.
Guns are banned.
Oh my God! Yes,
but yes, yes. Amber.
Talk
yes.
about it. Tell the people.
Like, tell the people. She's been dying. She's
guys.
Been keeping it secret for so long.
Yes, she has.
All the festivals, and we
yes.
hadn't seen it, and now we finally got our own festival.
Oh my God!
Yes,
Black
we
Theater.
Did.
200 people showed up to see my little
yes.
baby.
It was
it
everything.
Was so great.
It was,
guys. It was awesome.
The energy in the room was amazing.
I mean,
talk
it was
to the people. Tell them
it
about
was
it.
Black people everywhere. Like, it was an overwhelming day. I dumb like a fool. I signed up to sing at a human rights gala before, so
oh
like
my gosh.
I was on sound check. I was in a whole nother like spirit frame of mind, and I think it helped calm my nerves because I was really anxious that day about the screening because it's just hard sharing anything that is yours that you created in front of like all your people, like everybody. So the gala was good because it distracted me. But finally, when I got to the venue, it was like all these people are here and they're gonna see my baby, and I hope they laugh and I hope the jokes land. I know it's funny, but it's still a thing. Like when your people see it, it's a different feeling. It's a different emotion. But I sat in the back and watched and listened, and people were howling and laughing and enjoying it. And it was just a beautiful day of just seeing all my favorite niggas in one space.
Yes.
Just,
yes, indeed.
And then we went and ate wings and just was real black all night. I just had a great night.
You
and
did
I'm
that.
So happy for all the support. Like, it's overwhelming to see people really fuck with my film, my first ever film.
You absolutely did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell the people about the journey of making it. And you had a whole talk back after the
show.
We
did have a talk
back. Gave some really great advice about creating and pushing through.
Yeah, Steve came, that the name of my film is Steve. And Steve was born out of like frustration and confusion. Like, I've been in New York 7 years. I've been on Broadway. I've been on tours. I've been off Broadway. But at the point that I was really contemplating filmmaking, I had never been cast in a movie or on TV. And I was fully convinced that it was because I was bad. I was like, oh, the reason I can't book it is because I must suck at it. So for a long time, that fear and that insecurity like paralyzed me and made me just afraid. And then I don't know, just growth, wisdom, maturity, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna make my own film as an experiment. Like, let me see if I really do suck. Mm-hmm. Let me see what happens if I just try. And having no idea about filmmaking, having never written a film before, having never read a book about filmmaking, I just had an idea. And I literally sat down with one of my friends, Jason Hightower, who is, I've known him since we went to Howard together. And ain't you, you know. And
I was waiting.
Really,
I was waiting for it.
That scared me.
You said I couldn't gum mark, so.
I was prepared.
So I sat down with my friend literally just wanting like pointers on just like where to begin. Like, just give me like the cliff notes. Like, what are the mistakes that young filmmakers make? That's all I wanted. I had no intention of making a film. I just wanted to start learning about filmmaking. And when I told him the idea, he was like, no, we're going to produce this film. And I was like, okay, but okay. So when he was like, write a treatment, and I'm Googling treatments, and then he's like, write a screenplay, and I'm trying to figure out how to write a screenplay. And I have like, I got Final Draft. So on my computer, I had Final Draft and then YouTube, how to use Final Draft.
I know, like, that's right.
I was literally going back and forth between the two, just trying to figure it out. And then he's like, well, let's interview some directors and let's talk to different DPs. And I'm like, are we really finna do this?
Yes,
then we got a producer
is.
And then we got a budget and then we got shoot dates and a location. And I'm like, we are really making this film.
Yes.
And it only happened because, you know, a community of folks gathered around me and supported me and believed in me, even when I didn't really believe in the shit myself and was not fully convinced that I was a writer or fully convinced that I knew what I was doing. But like, we did it. And then I was done. Like, after we did it and I saw the first cut, I was like, oh, I don't suck. Okay, great. And Jason was like, well, now we're going to do film festivals. And I was like, no, I didn't. That wasn't the plan. This is just an experiment for me. He was like, you really going to spend that much money and you're not going to like
how
give
much
your
money?
I spent $20,000.
Lord of mercy.
Jesus.
Lord of mercy.
Motherfucking gun mark.
Jesus.
I spent $20,000 that I saved from Hamilton, because that's the reason I did Hamilton, was strictly for the money, so that I could come back to New York and, number one, have enough money to support myself so I could say no to bullshit gigs that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And then to like invest in, I wanted to get an apartment and I wanted to like create something. And so $20,000 hard-earned dollars.
Ooh.
And that's not even counting the film festivals. We submitted to, I believe, around 75 film festivals, and almost all of those have a fee. It could be from $45 to $100.
Yeah.
So we are above $20K. And he was like, you gonna spend that much money and not give yourself the opportunity to just see what could possibly happen?
Right.
So we entered film festivals, and I think we've gotten into 11 so far.
Come through.
We've won Best Actress, Best Comedy, Best Comedy Short. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
That it just really was an experiment. Like, I really was just trying to see if a bitch could act on TV or film. And it's,
look how far you're dreaming.
An award with an experiment.
It's literally changed everything.
Come
it's changed
through.
The way I think about my career. It's changed about the possibilities. You know, we just be like, oh, I'm just an actor. Oh, I'm just a playwright. Oh, I'm just a this. Oh, I'm just. And it's like, nah, we can do anything the fuck we
want
to do.
Yes, we can.
If we really like tap into our resources, call on our friends, like, and stop talking about it and be about it. Like, my word for 2019 was follow through. Like, say it, but then do it. Like, from beginning to end. So that's why Monday was just overwhelming, because it's like I had to take a moment to stop and be proud of myself and be like, bitch, you did it. Mm-hmm. Like, you did it, and you sacrificed. You was eating ramen and beans and rice for 3 months after that shit was over, and you got behind on your rent and money was tight, but you did what you had to do. And the return on the investment, I know, will be sweet, because shit, I worked hard.
Hey.
Cut tight.
Well, we're proud of you.
Thank you, boo.
Come all the way through.
Thanks, guys.
Professional.
Thank you.
Like, it was beautiful.
Thank you. I really
love, love, love. What else been going on?
Get your life.
Yeah, what y'all
what else you do this week? You did something else.
This week, I was doing,
she pulls out the calendar.
You know, because y'all know I don't know what I had for breakfast. Okay, I did the human rights gala. I did Steve. I got a new mattress for my bed. Praise God. I went to the doctor. Halloween, I went somewhere, I don't remember. I went to the Apple store. I didn't see nothing this week. Did y'all see anything?
Mm-mm. I haven't been out of my house. The past couple of weeks, I don't think. I mean, not because I'm depressed either.
Mm-mm.
And that's just a beautiful thing, just because I've actually been working.
And it's cold. I've been enjoying my couch.
Lord have mercy.
Let's be honest.
I've actually been working this these past couple of weeks, which is really great.
Get your life.
I'm excited about it. I'll show you guys. I actually did the work that I've been. Like, I love to complain. I love, like,
that
it just
hilarious.
It just
that deserves a gun mark. I'm sorry.
It just it just, you know, revels in my spirit, especially over things that I know that I have control over. And I am actively changing that. And
Amen.
So what I did over the past couple of weeks is just lit a fire underneath my ass and did all the things.
Come on, booty hole fire.
Oh, gun hard.
Did all the things. And you know what?
Come on, booty hole fire.
This reminds me of something else I'm going to talk about later. But
Eric can't take the booty hole fire.
I wasn't ready.
Hashtag
ready.
Booty hole fire.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
That tickled him so good, y'all.
The way he's leaned back in his chair, first of all.
But no, I actually did all the things that I said that I wanted to do to the Broadway Black website, because it's been down for some time. I spent 3.5 hours on the phone with GoDaddy switching servers, because I was supposed to switch servers a year ago and I never did. So I did that. I rebuilt the front end of the website so that people can submit content themselves without emailing me.
Come on,
I just made
end.
A lot of different things available so that I don't have to talk to people.
Good night, Gun Mark.
So there are a lot of new features on the front end where you can communicate with the website and not me.
Bye. Bye.
There are also just some new design elements I'm really excited about. And for anybody that doesn't know anything about coding or
don't know thing. Or
that's me.
Anything about
tis me, she, her.
Like the internet and how it works and
that's
how
me.
Space works.
That's
it
me.
Takes a lot of effort and a lot of time just to make one single page and make it function and make it everything happen. And so I build all of my stuff from scratch.
Ooh,
shout out.
And I'm excited about it.
Hey,
so, some new design elements that are coming into play. And I'm gonna show y'all real quick while we on the thing. Even though y'all can't see, but y'all be able to see soon, because it'll go live soon.
It'll go live soon.
But
I'm gonna give y'all my live reaction so y'all can stand by.
What's going on with this internet here at the
It ain't right.
Shit.
It ain't got no oil.
Okay, there we go. But it's actually uploading faster than what it was.
Hey now.
Oh, that's Kurt.
Yeah. So like,
I don't know. Hey.
This is all the content. The content's not on there because it's a new server. I have to put all the content from the previous site.
And
redo the pictures and redo.
It's
links.
Pretty, y'all. The colors
that's
is
some
pretty.
Work. You do that.
Ooh, I see myself. Oh, okay, I just saw my face.
Hey,
okay, that's all I was looking for. Okay, don't really care about the rest of these.
It's a new a lot of new features to it that I can add, and it uploads faster. I can upload pictures faster. Cause like when I used to do like a photo gallery, like when you did your concert, I tried to upload them on the thing all night long.
Really,
all night long. And I just don't have the time. I need to be able to do one post and move. And so now I'll be able to do that. I'm excited about
it.
Get your I can create. And
is that the surprise you said you had for me? I'm getting a surprise.
No, you have
surprise.
A different surprise.
Ooh. Okay, I'm ready.
We actually can do that now if you want to, but we can edit this part out of the show.
Okay.
We don't have to.
Okay.
But okay, so you know I love you.
Oh my God, what's happening?
It's a man
I love
you
to pop
so
out
much.
From under the table.
And you inspire me so much.
Oh my goodness.
And I haven't always been the best in my work because I'm so super critical of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep pushing me to keep forward, to keep going. And so I did a skill. I've been doing a lot of like timed test and like training myself to be ready to meet the demand.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have videos and I have all this extra stuff and I have give myself 2 hours to create a video.
I love it.
So I did one for you. This is one of my timed tests. That was so beautiful.
Oh, I wish y'all could have saw that. That was so beautiful.
Oh, you got Darius on there.
Oh, that was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even like all of the stuff that I have of you.
Wow.
Places we've been.
Look at us.
From
2013.
Yeah. So I thought it was most fitting to you were my first. I've done a couple other time tests and some other things. Some other people will be getting some surprises,
uh-oh,
too.
Oh, I can't wait for other people's surprises. Yeah. Chris.
But you were, I thought it was only fitting that you were the first one that I did that for because it's been so many things.
Oh,
and
my
just
God.
Just kept pushing me. And so thank you for pushing me into my new season.
I love you so much. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that. You better. You about to walk into a season, sir. That's
amen.
All I'm saying. I'm speaking it to
existence.
Amen. Because you're doing the work, Drew.
Oh, that was
you
so
really
beautiful.
Are.
Yeah, it's I've had a lot of reparenting to do. Because I hold everything so close, and and coming up, it's a part of my trauma that I take everything so personally that I sense, and I'm highly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Is something that has been placed upon me because of things that I've experienced through childhood and not feeling safe and not feeling like I can speak up and voice my opinion. So when I do get a chance to voice what it is that I believe and what I say, I go balls through the wall. And so I'm just learning how to dissect what it is that I feel and also not take everything so personally because Broadway Black is my baby. So I take it personally when people have something to say or they have some type of critique or they have something they want from me. Yeah. You want part of my baby. You want to take a piece of my baby away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just navigating that space and just trusting myself.
Amen.
And I trust myself to do that. And I did it in a 2-hour time span. I didn't add any subtitles or any.
You
I wanted to put captions
was,
on your mom. Oh, I would have been all in my head about putting captions on your mom so we could make sure we hear what your mama say.
It
I
want to
make sure I put VHS effects on the top of it.
Yeah.
It's so old. And I wanted to do so many different things. I said, you know what? This is what I did within the time that I had.
It's beautiful.
And so you'll be able to see it on the Patreon account. That'll be a special
and it was
Patreon,
so heartfelt.
A special Patreon video. So I'll start doing things like that so people can see what it is that I do and start supporting in that way. So you'll be able to catch it on the Patreon account.
Come
so
through.
Subscribe. It's only $5, $10 a month, whatever your heart feels.
Come on, people.
And yeah, so we're going to do that.
Yes,
so that
was so beautiful. It felt
it comes
so
from my
heartfelt.
Because
I
love
tell.
You.
I love
yeah.
you too, boo.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that's, and it's sharing that is like very difficult for me, y'all. I mean, I know it's for you and I want you to see it, but it's very
but it's
difficult
your work.
For me to share stuff like that.
And
so I'm like, I'm shaking right now.
Oh, Daya, give
so
a hug.
Lovely.
Hug you, Daya.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, my. I need to get a picture of this nigga. Look at niggas being beautiful. We all niggas loving each other.
Yeah, and so I want y'all to know, both of y'all, that I love you so much.
True.
And it doesn't always come out the way that I want it to.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all know.
You our favorite. Mm-hmm. You our favorite light-skinned nigga.
Yes, you
we
are.
We love you.
Okay, let's move on.
I feel a fire lit in my booty hole.
Oh, God.
Come
Mark.
On now.
Damn it.
He's not going to let that go.
We were
for
doing
the rest of that.
So well.
He's not
going to
let that go.
I feel a fire lit under my booty hole. Hey, man.
The title of this episode is Fire Lit Under My Booty Hole.
I knew that was, I just knew that was coming. I was trying not to go there. I didn't want it to be.
Hashtag gun mark. That's
and
the
just
hole.
Knew that. Once that happened, I said, oh, this is it. This is it. This is the end.
This is the end.
Well, we're going to move right along. I think we got enough about our week,
yes.
But we're going to move on to I Said What I Said.
Yay!
Yeah. It's that time.
Okay.
Amber's got something good
for
us.
Oh, I'm
like,
who is it?
I'm ready.
You were looking at me. You were looking at me.
No.
It's me and she's ready.
I was nervous.
But you know you always got a ram in the bush, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Not today.
This time.
I would have gagged the girls.
Hi.
Saying, still I rise.
You
phenomenal woman. Phenomenally.
Good work.
That's what I would have gave him. And you better get it right.
And I bet she would have been a dramatic retelling.
You
better believe it. Well,
also, you better pull up the Ta-Nehisi Coates book. Is that how you say his name?
If he would have started quoting his own shit, like if he had just started doing like Sugar and I Wounds, that would have taken me down.
Woo! Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, that's funny.
I love it. Okay, Amber, what you got?
Okay, here we go. Y'all ready?
We ready. Okay.
There were once these five brothers, and they were all big and strong and handsome and didn't have a care in the world. One was known for his brain, so they call him Smarts. And one was known for his muscles, so they call him Tough Guy. The third one was a rascal, so they call him Wild. The fourth one was good looking as all get out, and they call him Looker. And the fifth was the youngest, and they call him Honey Child, because he was as young as he was sweet. And they was always together, these five brothers. Everywhere they went, they was always together. No matter what, they was always together because they was best friends and what nothing could divide them. And then there was this princess. And she lived in a castle, and she was lonesome. She was lonesome and looking for love, but she couldn't leave her castle, so she couldn't look very far. So every day, she would stick her head out her window and sing to the sun. And every night, she would stick her head out and sing to the moon and the stars. Where are you? And one day, the five brothers heard her and came calling. And she looked upon them and she said, there are five of you, and each one is wonderful and special in his own way. But the law of my country doesn't allow a princess to have more than one husband. And that was such bad news, and they were all so in love that they all cried until the princess had an idea. She was, after all, the princess. So she changed the law of the land and married them all. And with Bro Sparts, she had a baby named Jabber. And with Bro Tough Guy, she had Bully. With Bro Wild came Trouble. With Bro Looker, she had Beauty. And with Bro Honey Child came Baby. And they was all happy. Of course, you know why this is special to me, because it's about a princess.
Yes.
Literally, I was
she
like,
she did that.
Literally, I was like, wait, is this you? Did you make this up?
Right, she wrote this.
I was like, this is
she thought we should have a special one this weekend, so she pulled out a special one. So is the clock
is special,
going?
The
I'm
clock.
Damn,
you are bringing a heavy hitter. Okay, the clock is going.
Okay,
we got 90 seconds.
We're just producing the last 5 years.
10, I think.
10 years.
Okay. Is this a male playwright?
No.
No, okay, so it's a female playwright. Oh.
Producing the last 10 years in New York City?
Yes.
I mean, is that the only place? That's the only place to be really getting produced, right?
Oh,
and everybody else just pick it up.
I'm looking for a date to make sure.
Let me see.
So oh, it actually, like, it's been 20 years.
20 years? Oh, my God.
It was written. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
And premiered here in the city in 20 years ago, 1999. Wow, that's amazing.
1999.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Black woman.
So this sounds like, is this Anna Deavere Smith?
No, but you're in the, you know,
this sounds like Dale Orlando Smith.
Okay, keep going. You're very warm. You're in that neighborhood.
Oh, who else do
30
that?
30
like
seconds.
One, that do that, like that one woman.
Oh, my goodness.
With all the different characters. This is Jennifer Lewis. I'm trying to think.
I know it's not Sarah Jones.
No, it's not Sarah Jones.
Now y'all going too far to the left. Come back to the middle.
Don't
think one woman. Just think a woman.
Oh.
10 seconds, nigga.
This is difficult.
Shit. Oh, that's a good one. I'm so glad I stopped y'all.
Ooh.
Oh, five.
God, I can't
three,
think. Oh my God, no.
Two,
I'm definitely about to say no.
Bam, bam. Go, Mark.
Oh gosh. Okay, final answer is.
Give me a playwright first.
Playwright, I'm going to say Lydia Diamond.
Okay, and what is your vote?
Playwright, I'm going to say, oh my goodness, I don't know.
Three, two, one. Say something.
Katori Hall.
Okay, you were both wrong. It was. In the Blood by Susan Laurie Parks.
Dang. How did I not know that? I stopped reading Susan.
She stumped him.
Yeah,
Chris knew to anticipate my fucking gum marks. That's why I fuck with you, Chris.
I was not going to get that.
I got to go back and read Susan.
When I saw
Laurie
that
Parks
and I was like, it was a story about a princess in a castle, I was like, bitch, I won.
There we go.
What?
There you go.
You won.
Y'all welcome.
You've been bringing out the good ones.
You did that. I'm not mad at that, but you know what it's time for.
It's time to move on to Hot Topics. Ha, ha, ha.
this bitch.
What topics?
I can't. And we just gonna go right into it.
Lord of mercy.
Another reason why I can't is Cynthia Erivo.
Yes, Erivo.
You know, I mean, she's about to become one of them.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what do that mean?
I don't know. We about to find out.
That I'm not about to care about her name.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. I'm in the bathroom in Inwood.
What's
Cynthia
happening? Cynthia Erivo addresses backlash over ghetto American accent comments. And just basically not really addresses it because it seems that the media continuously wants to make it seem as though people don't know why they're upset with Cynthia. And I don't know what it is with this particular PR team that she has or the team that's behind her where they just don't want to talk about it or address it and think that it's going to go away. Black people do not forget, especially when we feel slighted, especially when something happens where someone feels or when it feels like we're being disrespected or our culture is being disrespected. Speak. And you want to play a African-American icon. We have no issue with you being British. Mm-hmm. We have no issue with you being from a different country. Mm. That is not even, that wasn't even a talk because we've had that several times over. Mm-hmm. You know, David from Selma, anything Idris has done. Like, we love Idris. We love our Black British actors. So it has nothing to do with that. But it continues to be a talk where people think that is the issue or that because she's a Black woman or whatever, that's the issue. And it's not. And so we would really love to see Cynthia address the issues of the tweets. And she says ask for the tweets taken out of context without giving me the room to tell you what it meant. And it wasn't mocking anyone, really. Mm. It wasn't for that purpose at all. It was to celebrate a song I had wrote when I was 16. She previously spoke about the controversy at TIFF where she proclaimed that she has never spoken negatively about people. But everybody's not taking those tweets out of context. We can see what it is. It doesn't matter if we have a backstory. It doesn't matter if we have we knew you since you was a kid.
Well,
it has nothing to do, like, the context is there. It doesn't need to have an inside joke because that's not something that you should be joking about, especially if you are not African American. So that is not even a joke. And all you got to do really is apologize. Like, that's what I'm flabbergasted. We talked about this on the show previously. So the tweets, she said to her friend, she was saying, let me do it verbatim because I don't want nobody saying that I lie. She said, I should really make an attempt to record Signal properly, which was a song from their 16, since she was 16. Somebody commented, her friend said, or attempt to sing to me daily. And she responds back, ghetto American accent. Baby, you know I got you. I'ma sing it to you, but I still gotta do what I gotta do. You feel me? Sing. So it's like, you know, basically a Tajik Hall video.
Wait, what? I hear,
like, you know, like the what he be doing, like with the what is that thought Tisha? Or you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was a joke, and that's clear, it's a joke, but it's like a joke at what expense? And so that's why people are upset. And this is not the first time, because her friend Lovey, she has co-signed some of the things that Lovey has said that have been anti-Black and anti-African-American. And so, yeah, we just want to, like, get to the real gritty, get to the nitty gritty. Like, you
and
know,
she's,
saying,
and
address
she's not
it.
Talking
she's
about it at all.
She's refusing to talk about it, but she's saying that she never disrespected anybody. And that's not what it meant. And because we didn't know the context of the tweet, then we can't be offended. Which is not, also, that's not the truth. And Cynthia, like, I love Cynthia to death. I love her talent, but, like, you're going to make it hard for me to even, like, talk about you on my platform just because I service Black people, and Black people not fucking with you right now. Like, they just not fucking with you because you refuse to apologize. And that's devastating to me because I know your heart. I feel like I know you would know your heart. I feel like I've been around in enough spaces with you and held conversation with you enough to know that wasn't your intention, but maybe it was a joke and it was a bad joke, and just apologize. You know what I mean? Okay.
Y'all got anything to add? I hear you. It's just, what my grandma used to say, something in the milk ain't clean. That's what
that's what it feel like something just ain't right. But Cynthia, I hope you get it together because we want to support you, but ain't nobody seeing Harriet till, you know what I'm saying, you get it together.
Well,
and you're also
going to
be playing Aretha. Like, you're also doing an Aretha movie.
Oh yeah, she is.
And so
I
like, we want you to win. Like, we want you to win. And also, you got all these other Black theater artists going along for the ride with the Aretha movie. So we got Rebecca Naomi Jones.
Oh, that's the other one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one is Rebecca Naomi Jones, Patrice Covington, Irma and Kimberly Herbert Gregory from The Lion King.
Mm. Well, okay.
Excuse me. Boom. So this is Patrice Covington as she's playing Irma, and then Kimberly Herbert Gregory from The Lion King is playing Ruth Bowen. Okay.
Gotcha.
We also have Malcolm Barrett, Ted White, Sanai Victoria from Black-ish. And according to Deadline, the show's series runner is Susan Laurie Parks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the showrunner is Susan Laurie Parks. So it's like a lot of our
people
are on that show. Like, we don't want it to go down with your sinking ship.
Good night.
Like,
see,
but I mean, she'll survive. Oopsie, I think, because she has a good team behind her. But it's just like we're not gonna forget. And
come
so
on,
it's
Keisha.
Like, are you gonna get the white folks to support you?
Come on, Keisha.
Are you gonna really apologize so we can actually support you?
Like, did she sit down with Oprah? She talked to Oprah,
and Oprah didn't even address it. Oprah didn't even like. It was still talking about how it was black, like because she was a black British actress. And that's like, everybody's being willfully obtuse here. Like, it has been stated multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not the reason why nobody wants to support this film. But I digress. Cynthia, please just apologize so we can move on.
I can't take it. I'm in the bathroom.
Why y'all laughing?
Because that's a key. All that. Cynthia, please just apologize.
Please. I want to support her because I love her work. So did y'all see? Y'all haven't seen Harriet. I saw Harriet.
Oh, you did?
I did see it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see nothing. Go ahead.
I wanted to go see it because
when did it come out?
Jr.
Like yesterday, right? Or 2 days ago?
Oh, I don't know. I had a screener.
It's fresh out.
Okay.
Oh, get your life. Yeah. VIP. I think it just came out like Thursday.
Well, there you go.
But I wanted to support Leslie Odom Jr., who also has an album out that you want to support. So I want to go and support them and Janelle Monáe, see what Janelle Monáe was doing. But
But tell us about the movie. We ready.
I enjoyed it.
You can't say enjoyed it and end with a question.
I
couldn't buy.
Like you wondering if you did or not. Mm-hmm.
Well, because it didn't feel as though it was it didn't feel like it was Harriet. It felt like, what do I want to say? It felt like a interpretation of Harriet, but it just, the story, I don't know. Uh-huh. The story didn't feel... Like, you know how you felt when you saw 12 Years a Slave, how you saw when you mm-hmm. saw Amistad, like you were connected, you were drawn in. I didn't get that. And I don't know if it's the controversy around it for Cynthia, because it just felt like Celie running around.
Bye.
Like, it really did.
I'm going to the bathroom in Seattle with Chris.
Like, no, I'm serious. Like,
not Celie Tupman.
I'm here. I may be ugly. I may be black, but I am running north.
Not Celie Tupman.
Like, it didn't feel like a... it felt like a hollow Harriet.
Oh, Jesus. I'm in the bathroom in Mexico.
Does that make sense? Like...
Because I don't know what to say.
And we haven't seen it, so I can't even, like, agree.
Because she's doing the same voice that she does at the beginning. You know how the first act of... Color Purple. You know how when she's all down and I don't want to date anybody.
I will kill you. I swear to God, I will murder you.
The first act of
I will murder you. Everything nice you know. I just said 10 minutes ago, I take the fuck back.
Y'all know what I mean, though. But like,
I didn't see her in Color Purple.
How did you not see?
She wasn't there when I went.
Literal same for me.
I literally saw it twice, and she wasn't there.
Literal same for me. I was over it. I was over it.
That was like the.
She wasn't there. Literally, I went, and she wasn't there.
Who did you see on?
One time I saw Bree Jackson, and
you went multiple times, and she wasn't on.
So I went twice, and she wasn't.
It was a gag.
Did you purposely go to see the people that were?
I went to see her. No, I went to see her,
and you did not get to see
her.
I got to give you a bootleg then.
Good night, I love you.
Because she nailed that. Like, it was a little it was a little weird
infuriated.
With the way that she talked in the first act. Like, you know, she was like, her voice was real deep and she was talking real fast and like it was real blocky in a way. And throughout the
the transgression of the show. She,
it was growth.
Yeah, yeah, it was growth in that. But I think that was, it was intentional, of course, but I didn't really care for the choice. But her singing is so beautiful, and that show's almost like an opera anyway.
I've really
so
only
like,
seen like clips from the Tonys or clips from I didn't get to see her. I didn't.
When she opened her mouth to sing anything, it was transcending.
I'm sure.
Forgive any, not that you had to forgive it, because it sort of worked with the way that she sang.
Yeah.
It complimented, but Harriet does sing in this movie.
I heard.
Harriet does sing in this movie.
Don't breathe heavy like that. Please leave me alone. I'm not going to make it.
Was Harriet Tubman a singer?
Please leave me alone.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too. Like,
I almost said something real bad.
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out, too.
My mouth is agape.
But because you know how we think of Harriet. Go down, Moses. Like, she got a little grit on it. Go down, Moses. My Harriet impression. Go down.
You better not make a Harriet Tubman impression. Only black people.
In this room.
Only black people.
Chris mouth is over like, oh my God.
Not Harriet Tubman. Y'all, he had his hand on his head.
He tried to turn dark skin, but he couldn't do it. So he just looked real angry. He looked bent over like he had osteoporosis.
But why did I have that? Why did I got
that?
Why
was you crippled? She wasn't crippled.
She was
like,
crippled.
At the end, like when she was running, she wasn't bent over like Ethel. What is wrong?
I don't know what's happening, if I can be for real with y'all.
I want to change the topic.
But no,
I'm
like,
confused.
Okay, so she's singing.
I'm confusion.
I am.
She's singing in the movie. And she sounds amazing.
Like, where sounds, we put it in context. Like, where is she when she
she's about
singing?
To
go to the Underground Railroad?
Stop talking. Leave me alone.
And then he took himself out before he can get it out on the mic.
Like bent in half. Like, oh God.
Like double
over.
No,
he got
over.
His arms crossed like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
I love imagining Harriet Tubman singing to the Underground Railroad.
No, cause okay, so like her master. Master is about to sell her. Like, he was, like, she was his favorite slave, and then she did something that made him mad, and so he's got to sell her.
Okay.
And so she, before she he sells her, she's trying to run away. So she's trying to go and say goodbye to her family.
Okay.
And so she has to run to the field and, like, a tree by the field and sing to let them know that she's leaving.
Got
so
her.
She sings a certain song.
Okay, this is cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
to let them know that she's leaving.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, still... so it worked. but then you'd be thinking, like, Harriet Tubman can sing.
Good.
So that's what I mean. Like, it
oh,
felt like...
Sis, yeah, sis,
it just
minister.
Felt like silly. Like, like
you
know what I mean? So, like, and it's not that it's bad. Like, the film is beautiful.
Because I feel like that's the kind, like, of thing where even Massa would be like, wait a minute, that's a cool
hold on now. Like, hold on. I don't want to sell her.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Sell
I can use her at the Christmas party. She can sing around the Christmas
hello?
Ham.
Man.
That's money. Okay.
We need her at the next picnic.
No. Absolutely not.
I am dead.
Absolutely not.
Dead. So, yeah, like, it's a beautiful film. The costumes, Paul Tazewell did an amazing job. Like, I've never seen. Harriet is a fashionista.
Go home. Go
like,
home.
Like, she is. And I said that when I saw the trailer,
Harriet
but,
Tubman
like,
on the
seeing
cover
the
Vogue.
Movie, she need to be on the a Harriet Tubman Vogue cover.
Well, she bought it me on a $20 bill, so. What's up?
I would, like.
What's up?
Give me.
But, like, gowns and, like, beautiful gowns?
Yes,
or
like,
dead.
The gown. Like, gowns.
I'm dead.
Like.
I'm dead.
I mean. It, bodice and
nope.
And I mean it was gorgeous, like it was gorgeous, it was beautifully shot, but it just felt like any slave story, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like Harriet, like it just felt like it could have been any slave story, and we just going on with the slave narrative that we know that we're supposed to go along with, like, this is how it goes. This is the slave movie.
I don't like you.
That's what it gives.
That's the name of it, the slave movie.
The slave movie. You know how they got the...
But what is the arm motion that you do every
that
time you say
real.
Slave? What is that?
The slave. You know how... I don't know, it's like the moving of the slaves. Like, you're moving them. You know how, like, they got Scary Movie and, like, the Haunted Movie?
Uh-huh.
This is the slave movie. Like...
I hate all of
them. Shout out to my ancestors.
Shout out to my ancestors.
Shout out
to my ancestors.
Like, we appreciate you for even being able to laugh and joke about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we're not
Lord
joking about
mercy.
Slavery.
Because Drew would be in the house and me and Danye and Chris would be outside picking bales.
Picking, okay?
My God.
Well, shoot, I'll probably be in the house getting taken advantage of. Y'all see how good I am and want this good bussy?
I...
Fire under the booty hole. There's no appropriate time to say it. Fire under the booty hole.
Amber's down. She had to step away from the mic.
A pink old penis right in your booty hole.
I don't like pink meat. I would be so devastated. I don't even like pink meat.
I mean, you can fight them off.
And you know I would be even more mad back then.
I mean, and then when the mask tried to put in your mouth, just bite it. I
would go.
Okay, I would be dead. And he's,
please.
I can't.
Please help. Somebody
yeah,
send
I probably
help.
Would be dead because I
send
couldn't
help.
Do no pink meat. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, my goodness. Honey, that's salami.
I got very hot. Mm-mm. Just
you can't break my back with no red sausage. I can't.
Don't be talking to Master like that.
Just put me on the steak. Listen.
Thank you.
Amber.
This is so ridiculous.
Y'all, we on one today.
Thank
we
you.
Gonna move right along.
Goodness.
We are going to move.
I don't know how that happened.
Right along. So, have you heard or had any feedback from your show that's Sugar in Our Wounds that's happening in... Oh, Lord, don't give me the line.
I won't.
Well, just help me.
Well, help I was going to let you get
in Chicago.
See?
Golly.
Come through.
I won't.
But then help me. Because I knew you was going to get it.
So have you heard any feedback about it? Or?
Yeah, and so...
the visuals are beautiful.
Yeah, they really... When I saw that photo, I said, oh, they got the play. Mm-hmm. They yeah. got the play.
I wonder what their tree looked like.
Ooh, yeah. So do I. And so Brandon went to see it.
Oh, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah. And he's so how it was designed is the framing around like the shack and what have you. It just bleeds straight up into the tree. So it's like all this wood framing and just becomes the tree.
Ooh.
Which it sounds absolutely beautiful. And then like it's lit in a way.
That sounds like it's lit
in a way where like at night you get to like see the tree like just come to life and glow.
Oh wow.
But from what I've been like hearing from like folks online, they said it's absolutely beautiful. It's been getting amazing reception and reviews and I'm super bummed that I'm not able to see it, but I hear that motherfuckers in Chicago are really loving it, and it's been sold out.
They better send you a little private bootleg. You don't want one?
No. Because, like, it's theater, right?
Yeah.
And, like, being, like going there, and so I would get a sense of it, but I don't think I would be able to really experience it because I'm not there watching it.
I feel you. So, like, still.
But people loving it.
That's what's up. Isn't that amazing? Like you write one work
and it's just out in the world,
and it comes to life over and over again. Like 10 years from now, it's going to come to life again, and you're going to have the experience of going and witnessing and people being touched by those words all over again. Like that is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a production of it happening in Birmingham in December, and I'm going to be missing that again.
Oh, because your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's going to be happening in San Francisco in May, and good Lord willing, I'll be able to see that. But
yeah.
Work.
So let's get it.
Congratulations, boo.
Well, getting it. Yeah, congratulations. That's amazing. I love it. Ariana DeBose has been cast in Prom the Musical.
Prom.
Yeah.
She replaced Ariana Grande, right?
That's what I read
it was like I think Ariana dropped out or whatever, she's not doing it anymore, so she's replaced in Ariana Grande.
Okay,
that's cute. Ariana for an Ariana, that's cute.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, I don't see how those two compare.
I want you to take your light skin
genuinely, because I've already been down this road with Ariana DeBose and we've talked about that. I am just interested in how these come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Especially for this particular role, because what was wrong with the person that did it on Broadway? If you're gonna get Ariana,
that's real.
It's
like,
so weird.
If you got Ariana DeBose, what was wrong with the person that
actually did it?
I don't. They're the same.
Yeah.
So why not have the original person?
I don't think
that
they took anybody from Broadway, did they?
And that sucks.
It really does.
That sucks. Ass.
That's a fire in the booty hole moment.
Ooh. They got Meryl Streep, James Corden, Andrew Rannells, Nicole Kidman.
Don't none of them need a check.
Aquafina.
Don't none of them need a check. And can't but one
Michael
of them sing.
Key.
Maybe.
Oh, Keegan-Michael Key.
Not Aquafina, though.
That is really, like, fucking disgusting. Because the opportunity that Broadway actors need for that kind of exposure.
Yeah.
And can't none of them people that you just named sing.
And that will
sing?
Set them up, too.
My God.
be in more like
be an Emmy nominee.
And you know what? And Ariana got her foot in the door with West Side Story, and so that's why she's able to be on the roster with these
it's
other people.
It's just unfortunate that the ones who work their asses off 8 shows a week don't even get a piece of the pie.
Maybe they might. Do they get a piece of pie, like some type of royalty because they originated the roles?
It depends on how them contracts work.
Lord, and you know they be sneaky as hell. Mm-hmm. But like Casey Nicola, are you that? You're not a Lin-Manuel, are you?
I hate you. Please move on.
Lin-Manuel, I forgot. You know, Lin-Manuel.
Please move on.
This nigga.
Move on.
Like, give them people their money. Like, shoes. Don't be.
Yeah. Don't if you're
be
not going to cast them, at least give them a check. I hope they get it. I really hope so.
Because they're the ones that made that show. Like, that's the reason why it's popular. Like, and I just don't understand that. But I digress.
Digression.
You know what? Get ready for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Billy Porter's going to be performing.
I can't wait because you know the fur and the
he's going to be it.
You know he's going to have 3 panda bears,
it's
a polar bear, a chinchilla, a pink poodle.
It is so amazing.
Not a pink poodle.
I can watch it on mute. I don't even need to hear him sing. I just want to watch Billy live his fucking life on
the
floor.
It is so amazing to see him live his dream.
When I tell you I ran into Billy the other day, I stepped off the subway and I saw him. And we walked 2 blocks and I was just, he said, you know, honey, I'm going to the doctor because I have to keep it right and keep it tight because, you know, stamina, honey. He said, but you know, I'm ready because I've been doing 8 shows a week for my whole life. Honey, she's ready. She's here.
Yes.
It was that for 2 whole blocks. And when I tell you the joy in my soul, because ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, ain't nothing changed.
But the price tag, okay?
I know that's right.
I was just listening to the Soul of Richard Rodgers album the other day and also listening to, because, you know, Billy has that live album from 2005.
Yes.
And there's a song on there that gets me every time. Mm. That song from The First Wives Club.
Yeah.
Mm. Woo, go and listen to that. And also Time.
Yeah, oh God, that song. Yeah.
Woo, so get into those albums, y'all. Congratulations to Billy. He's
keep
doing the
moving,
damn
Billy.
Thing.
Keep
love, Billy. Yes, make sure you tune into the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Y'all know what to do. It starts at 9 a.m.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you live in New York, y'all can go out there, but you won't see
me. Not I said the cash. You'll be inside her house.
And people be really be like,
warm and cozy.
People like will visit and go to that parade and like want you to go out there with
at
them.
Absolutely
like,
not.
You have got to be
absolutely
not.
Once you're out there, you can't get out.
Hello? You locked in
that
bitch.
There's no way. There's no getting out. It's done.
Absolutely not.
Moving on to the West End, there's going to be a Drifters Jukebox musical, and Beverly Knight is to star.
Okay. Hold on. Take
the Drifters?
Back. Mm-hmm. What song was they famous for?
Child, don't give me. Oh, Under the Boardwalk.
Under the Boardwalk.
Stand By Me.
Oh, that's them?
Uh-huh. Saturday Night at the Movies.
The way I think
the
Temptations sing everything. Yeah, that's so terrible.
Kiss in the back row of
the
what?
Kiss in the back row of the movies is the name of the song. Uh-oh. And Come On Over to My Place.
Oh, Come On Over to My. That's the hit.
That's them?
So the Drifters.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the Drifters from the Shy Lights from the Temptations. From, I don't know. Okay.
But listen to this.
Okay.
Acclaimed music star and Olivier nominated actress Beverly Knight. She was like in The Bodyguard over on the West End.
Okay.
She signed on to portray Faye Treadwell, legendary manager of the Drifters, in a new musical about the iconic group set to open in the UK next fall. The musical titled The Drifters Girl will make its world premiere at Newcastle Theatre Royal. The Drifters Girl. So I guess it's about the manager of the Drifters.
Because I was confused when the only person they announced was not
her.
A Drifter.
Right. That's what I said. Mm-hmm.
So this is like if they did Motown and it was about Suzanne DePass.
Right.
What is happening?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So September 5th, 2019.
The Drifters Girl. Not like, that's the worst title in
it. It is. It's really bad.
Because I wanted it to be a comma. The Drifters, girl. The Drifters, girl.
Because like what I can the tell fuck? They're thinking that, okay, we put Drifters in a title so people will know and that will have people come. And then put girl so they know it's not just about the Drifters, it's about this girl. They thought they were clever.
They really did, but
I am confusion.
They could take that one back.
They can keep that at the house.
Well, there's that.
So it makes its world premiere at the Newcastle Theatre Royal from September 5th to the 19th,
God
2020,
bless that run. Amen.
Before transfer to the West End's Garrick Theatre starting on October 1st. Now watch if this become a hit. It's gonna come right on over here.
You already know it is.
Girlfriend,
and we're gonna be right in there.
Sis and the girls.
And I wonder who would star if this came over to. Patina Miller.
Why? You know she on TV. She be making real money. Don't let that lady come back and have to make $3. I don't know who that would be.
I'm trying to think who would be not $3.
You know we don't. Compared to her TV money, it's $3.
What show? Oh, I forgot she's still on that show.
Uh-huh, Madam Secretary. Yeah, I think it's the last season.
Wow.
But she's still making her good coins.
Go ahead, Patina.
Get your good coins, Patina.
Get it in.
Who would do? I don't know who that would be, child. Somebody young.
I'm trying to think who that would like.
Maybe like Christiane Pitts. Like, okay. That would be real cute.
Okay, yeah.
Like, Drifter's girl.
Yeah. She can murder.
You gotta keep saying it. Yeah, right. To get used to it. The Drifter's girl.
The Drifter's girl.
The Drifter's girl.
The Drifter's girl. It's so many ways. I'm enjoying this.
Speaking of the West End, Vanessa Williams make her West End debut.
Oh, yeah, she is.
In City of Angels.
Work, sis.
She'll take the stage for the first time next year as Carla in the revival of the 1990 Tony Award winning classic musical City of Angels. Mm-hmm. The transfer from a 2014 production at the Adamar Warehouse will begin performances on March 5th, 2020. Word. So it's time to get over to the West End. They be having more and more wonderful things. You know,
yes, wonderful things. Yes, wonderful things. Yes, wonderful things. They be having more and more wonderful things.
Beautiful gowns and wonderful things. Beautiful gowns and wonderful things.
Y'all gonna get that wonderful things took me out.
Wonderful things. Yes.
Okay.
So get on over to the West End and check them out, okay? Al Roker returned to the Broadway stage in Waitress.
Oh, no.
They're pulling out all the stops. Do you hear me?
What stops? What's a stop?
Everybody.
They should have stopped a long time
casting
ago.
Casting stops. Like, casting stops.
Oh, no.
Like, they just, I mean, I don't know if people are, like, getting tired. Like, well, I can't make it all the way to the end. Like, I can't do that last week.
I think they're trying to go out, like, star-studded. Like, every week, we just going to change it up. Just because it's closing anyway.
Like, is Jordan Sparks still even over there?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know, but I know that.
Sorry to
Catherine
this man.
McPhee,
I don't know those people.
Catherine McPhee's supposed to come and close the show, so I don't know how long Jordan's supposed to be over there. But I saw her rendition of "She Used to Be Mine" on Broadway.com.
I saw a piece of it.
Yeah, she did decently. So shout out to Jordan.
You're not gonna say decently.
What? Okay. What?
You're not gonna say decently.
Well, I mean, compared to Shoshana Bean, you can't really come behind that.
I hear you.
And
okay,
and Jesse Mute, the original.
You
know what I mean?
You.
Like,
I got what you're saying. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I would say the same thing about Nicolette. Nicolette did decently.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I love they wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. It was wonderful things. It was wonderful things. It was wonderful things.
Like, and y'all, like, and please, y'all know, like, I don't be trying to be shady. I just really am being honest about what I believe the work is. Period, point blank.
Point blank.
And I
and
still love
period.
Her.
Wonderful things.
With the love of Christ.
Wonderful things.
Al Roker's going on over there. Mm-hmm. Go check them out before they close. I think they close in January.
And keeping us on time. 16 minutes.
Oh, okay. Boom, boom, boom. Because, yeah, we got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. So, boom. What else I miss? We talked about that. We talked about all the people. For Color Girls, go and see them because they see their third
again.
Season. Yeah, like December. They'll be on stage till December 8th.
Get your
life. Michael James Washington in Fires in the Mirror, they extended again. He extended again. Go
and
see that one.
And that's Anna Deavere Smith play.
Yes.
So go on over there and check them
see
out.
See that. Who else?
Ashley Blanchett.
She's doing
Cinderella.
It's somewhere.
The Paper Mill Playhouse.
And it's a new reiteration.
Yeah, oh, so okay. It's different. Like,
it's different.
Yeah, so we love different.
Do it, Ashley. Hold it down.
Yeah, so go ahead over there.
Did we talk about Crystal Brown is coming to
be
the new Eliza?
I talked about it last week because I'm so excited. Yeah. Like, I like Crystal Joy Brown. And I might have to go see Hamilton because of that. Like, but I like her. I like her, what she does.
I'm trying to think of everything else.
Oh, Lord. What else? Your girl, DeWanda Wise, got cast in Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, yeah, she finna be.
Life
in a lead role.
Yeah,
get your
sis.
Entire life
she's
lead
so
role.
Pretty. God damn it.
Yes, she is.
Whoopi Goldberg coming back to Sister Act over in the West End.
Oh yes, she is too.
Doing.
Stop talking.
So is she gonna be on a plane?
She's gonna be Dolores Van Cartier in a 2020 London production.
She's gonna say me. I'm fabulous.
But like, is she taking a plane over there? Because you know she was.
Oh, she don't
definitely
fly
afraid of flying. So
maybe she can take a boat.
Submarine. She got money.
Not a submarine.
Why can't she just be in a boat?
Not
bro?
A
why
submarine.
Why gotta be a submarine?
Because
she got money.
Y'all heard the story where she Jennifer Lewis and Liza Minnelli was over her house for like Thanksgiving, and Jennifer Lewis went off on her talking about something. You ain't got no grand piano in here. You got Liza and me over here, and you ain't got no piano. And the next day, they delivered on Thanksgiving a grand piano to her house for Jennifer Lewis and Liza Minnelli on Thanksgiving, so she can get a grand piano delivered to her house on
Thanksgiving.
She got coin.
I just
want to
know about the keys in them songs.
All that. This is.
She could be in a submarine.
Wait, I just want to know the keys of Fabulous Baby. Where's she gonna sing that? Me, I'm fabulous, baby.
I don't even think that she would really sing this for real.
So it's gonna be like spoken word. Me, I'm fabulous, baby.
Maybe it's just a play. Maybe they turned it into a play. A reimagined production of this musical system.
Oh,
that's what it's saying.
It says a reimagined, a new reimagined.
That is the
Getcha
Gotcha.
There's no way Whoopi Goldberg singing fucking The Fabulous Baby.
So it's a reimagined. She'll step into the role when the show comes to The theater, all, I thought that said the Apollo, but that's in London, at what they call the Apollo.
Yes.
She'll be joined by Jennifer Saunders, who will star as Mother Superior. That's the lady from Absolutely Fabulous. I wonder if y'all watch that show on BBC. Mm-hmm. I like that show. It's funny. Yeah.
Come on, Reimagined.
I'm interested. I'm interested to see what this is like.
Mm-hmm. You want to take a submarine over there?
I mean, Whoopi let me ride with her. Shit. That's the only way, because I ain't got sub coin.
Listen, I ain't got walking coin. Submarine coin.
So Todrick Hall, speaking of coin, don't got the coins to pay the people.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
He's been accused of non-payment. And accusations of sexual misconduct.
Oh, wait, that's new, because I done heard he ain't paying people.
That's been a thing, mm-hmm.
right? But now he's sexual, what?
I guess he got into it with his former assistant. So his former assistant is spilling all the tea and saying that that Todrick has, like, sexually harassed him or, like, groped him and, like, basically done some shit. So there is a legal complaint alleging the sexual harassment, the retaliation, the wrongful termination, failure to pay overtime, failure to pay minimum wage,
ooh,
breach of contract.
And
this is not the first, like, there have been multiple accounts of Todrick not paying people that he's worked with, that he's promised to pay, people that he ain't promised to pay, like dancers on his sets.
Todrick, get it together.
It's been...
The whites coming after him.
Okay. Well, it's like when you have bad business practices, which is sometimes what puts me in fear and just, like, stops me from doing stuff, because once you have bad business practices, like, people don't want to work with
but
this hasn't stopped him. Like, no. He's still doing the
because his shit is hot and people still want to be attached.
But
they don't care.
Hot?
People believe it is hot and they want to be attached,
like,
to it.
The production, not, now I would say the production quality thing. Of his videos are always amazing. Like,
he spends a check. The check go to the lights and
right.
the sound, apparently.
The check go to somewhere, because the production
be right.
not to somebody.
I know them cameras ain't free.
Hello?
How,
and they will
know?
Turn that shit off. You will be in the dark.
Hello? Hello?
You will have a flashlight from your iPhone 12.
Listen.
Shining a light.
So the money has to be going to the videos.
Where the money
but
is
like,
going.
Man, this is crazy. So it also, he's also been accused of, like, saying stuff like, it was looking too ethnic in one of his videos, so he had to switch dancers around because he had all black boys behind him, so it was looking too ethnic for him.
I'm not doing this with
him. Neither am I.
So, yeah, so Todrick, we praying for you, buddy.
Good night.
Hopefully you get it together.
Night. Who praying?
Okay. I mean, I am, because I want to see him do well, because he's a figure in this industry.
He is, and he does.
And he's popular, and he represents theater people too, because he's been on Broadway and he comes back often.
Sure does.
He just did Waitress. He did Chicago.
Sure
he did
does.
Memphis. Like, he's always coming back to Broadway.
He
and so
does well.
He represents us in the same light, and it's like,
pull up,
right?
You're
like,
so beautiful folding space for him like that.
I'm trying to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I mean, I'm still going to hold my opinion, but I do want to, no matter what my opinion is, I want to be able to, like, dang, I'm rooting for you. Like, come back to the right side. Like, come back to the right side of history, Todrick. We'll talk to you soon.
Hopefully,
okay? All right. I think we, let's wind it down. I think that's enough hot topics for today.
Mm-hmm. We need one of our games. Which game we going to play?
Danya, go ahead.
Oh, excuse me.
Danya.
Y'all heard that?
Yes.
Hey!
I can't.
Okay.
Okay, what's our game? Which one was you doing this week? You got six degrees?
Six degrees.
Oh, Lord.
And so I want for us to connect, and I was thinking really hard about this.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
This is going to be foolish. I can already tell by the tone of his fucking voice.
I want for us to connect because...
You're going
to
say like a Muppet or something.
She has...
Like Kermit the Frog. And
no.
Okay,
this is a good one.
Okay.
She has Fires in the Mirror right now, a signature.
Anna DeVere Smith.
So we have Anna DeVere Smith. And because her Halloween costume was popping, we have Cardi B.
Oh, my God.
How can we connect Anna DeVere Smith to Cardi B?
Okay. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we getting set?
Okay.
We gonna go.
Okay, so Anna DeVere Smith, let's think.
On Black-ish.
She's on Black-ish.
She works with, let's say, somebody that can, Tracee
Ellis
Ross. Yeah. Tracee Ellis Ross worked with...
Girlfriends. What's her movies? What's her biggest shit?
Tracee Ellis Ross is kin to Diana Ross. That's her mama.
Right.
I can go from there. Diana Ross.
Michael Jackson.
We keep going in the wrong direction.
Shit, that's not it. That's not it. I got to look at Cardi B and go back.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so Diana Ross. Oh, let me go back to Tracee. Tracee
yes,
Ellis
okay.
Ross.
And I'm going to go from the other way.
And Cardi B. Tracee Ellis Ross.
Not Cardi B loving hip hop, not Cardi B rhythm and flow, T.I. or Chance the Rapper. No, that's not going to help us.
Oh,
Could we? Oh, there it is. T.I. Okay. Diana Ross, Evan Ross, T.I., Cardi B.
Boom.
That was good, yo. Yeah.
Rhythm and flow.
And T.I. go together.
They were in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yes.
I'm a motherfucking tree.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Take Diana out of that, too.
We can take Diana. That, boom, look that's at five. Guy.
Come ooh, through. Yeah. That was good.
That was good.
Ooh, I'm going to have some stomp. But y'all did that.
Oh, my God. Okay, woo. So we're going to go on to the listener letter.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are we going on to?
The listener letter. Oh,
you know you got to say it.
Listener letters.
I can't give me just enough time to pull up. Anyway, this listener
letter. And this one
is,
better not be 13 minutes.
My God.
This letter is from Cam.
No shade.
Hey, Cam.
We had to get, that was more of like a hot topic, too. We had to get that
one. It was.
Jesus Christ. I don't even drink coffee. I needed a whole
listen
for that shit.
Oh, well, I mean, because racism be happening. So
it do.
Yes, it do.
If you want to report racist theater, you can go to reportracisttheater.com.
That is a thing.
Somebody sent it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Reportracisttheater.com.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh, I'm going to start reporting everybody to this so they don't got to come and talk to me because that weighing on my spirit.
Can we get like a restraining
yes.
order if we report
it? It be weighing on my spirit. Like, I don't have to carry that anymore. I was like, oh, I'm so thankful for this.
And you can just send this, bam.
Boom. Here we go.
Bam.
There we go. That's what you can do.
I know that. That's right.
My God, because I mean, I literally get emails.
People be coming through.
Okay, but this email says it's from Cam and said, "What's good, y'all? Long time listener, and I really look forward to these Monday episodes every week. Well, almost every week, and sometimes they drop on Tuesday. Oop.
Bitch. Okay, Cam.
I love when they check us. Come through.
Look, we be trying.
We got lives, Cam.
Right. But seriously, Off Book has really been an energizer for my spirit, and I feel so close to y'all, even though we've never met. Hit me up if you ever find yourself in the Bay. Anyway, I want to get some advice. I've been doing theater since forever, and growing up, I thought acting would be something that I pursued professionally. Mm-hmm. Long story short, my parents helped pay for my college degree, which means I had to major in something real in order to get a real job, quote unquote. I respect my parents' decision and really had to dig deep into why I enjoyed acting in musical theater. Turns out I'm just addicted to storytelling and love giving, taking, and creating spaces where stories can be told and lives can be influenced.
Yes.
Now, 2 years removed from school, I'm a marketer for a tech company and get to tell some transformative stories every day.
Aww.
Recently, I've noticed something has been missing. I haven't seen a show in almost a year. I found myself investing more and more into work, thinking that those stories would fulfill the hole, but still nothing. Acting used to give me such a rush, and I just can't seem to get that anymore.
Okay.
Part of me is definitely scared to jump back into it, considering I haven't picked up a script and had studio time since graduating. What advice would you give someone who doesn't want to quit their day job but is yearning to get back on the stage? For some reason, it seems like juggling the two is nearly impossible. I've also thought of switching my career industries to at least get closer to the work and still have a 9-to-5 career that I enjoy. Would love to know your thoughts.
I would say instantly what pops to mind, if you get that good coin and you're glad about getting that good coin, amen, and use some of that good coin, and you can take some acting classes. Like, that's also a way for you to kind of still be engaged and like exercise that muscle, and you get to play around with other individuals.
Acting classes in the evening, you
exactly
can
right on the weekend. Like, you can still find ways to kind of exercise that muscle and still keep that good job with that good coin.
Gosh,
and then eventually that might be able to turn into like you doing some community theater out there. You might find people in your class who are doing other things,
network.
And like you can network that way. But I think the most immediate thing would probably be taking some acting classes, right? And like allowing that to help you kind of network and branch out from there and see where that can take you.
Yeah,
I think actually that's the big, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah,
and also like as someone that has worked a 9-to-5 and tried to pursue other things like in the industry, but like not acting, and then wanting to get back into acting. It's nerve-wracking. I know what that feels like. It is nerve-wracking. You feel like, oh, well, everybody's so much farther ahead of me. I haven't been training in a long time. I'm rusty. I don't feel like I can do this anymore. Just go and do it. Just start, because the time is going to pass anyway. Mm-hmm. The time's mm-hmm. going to go on anyway. And if something that you're passionate about, something that you really want to do, take those classes. Even just start reading scripts. Just even just reading the stories sometimes and just acting them out at home, doing your own monologues, practicing in the mirror. Those things help me just indeed. To get comfortable with my voice, get comfortable with my mannerisms.
Retraining the muscles.
Yeah, retraining my muscles in what my face looks like. And also doing camera work, like even just recording yourself and seeing what you look like and watching it back.
Yeah.
And also... doing all those in-home practices. I know that Amber was talking about before when she tries to learn lines that she records herself and gives enough space in between so that way she can memorize the lines. But even when you're not memorizing, just to be able to do it and record those scenes back home and so that you have something to play off of and not just doing a monologue. Give yourself something to play off of. Just have fun with it. Have fun. That's the main thing. And get back into the flow of it. Get your body back into the movement of it. And then you might want to be around other people and do a class when you feel more about your body, when you're more in tune with yourself in that aspect of performing, because it is a lot of work. People think they can just jump in.
No.
But you have to warm up. Like, there is a warm up process, and it takes some time.
Get it right. Get it tight.
It takes some time. And so, so just be patient with yourself. Give yourself some grace. Just put yourself out there.
That part.
Well, we thank you so much for writing, Cam.
Yes, Cam.
We appreciate y'all.
I'm excited for you.
Y'all got any church announcements?
Church announcements. Oh, I start a lab of Goddess on Tuesday, written by Jocelyn B. Y'all. It's 2 weeks. We have a presentation on the 18th.
Okay, so we're going to be there.
MCC, right?
MCC. Yeah, we're going to be there. Okay. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited too because I want to hear it. I've heard so many great things.
It's going to be
gorgeous. Yeah,
I think you're going to love it.
I know I am.
I started taking CBD oil.
Amen.
Because the depression and anxiety was real.
I need some of that.
And it make the nigga feel good. Cotton? I wasn't picking cotton because, see, with this,
ain't no THC.
With this, exactly. They made it just right and tight for me. Okay?
Nice.
I was easy, breezy, beautiful cup girl.
Yes.
I really was. I
in
was
the
like,
bathtub,
am
huh?
I on a cloud?
Hey.
It was beautiful.
That's what's up. I love y'all so much.
You got a church announcement?
Who, me? No. Just look out for the launch of BroadwayBlack.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that all over.
I'm living for your choker.
Thank you.
Come through. It's holy, too.
Yes, it is, right?
Yes.
Sometimes you need to be choked by the Holy Spirit.
Hello?
Grab me by the neck.
Hello?
Hey.
I need him. Listen, take me. Take me in your arms, oh God.
My God.
Hey,
sometimes you
got to
remind yourself. But so thank y'all so much for tuning in to a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Black. We've hit our mark and we've done it right now. I'm Drew Shade.
I'm Fire in the Booty Hole.
And I am Gummar.
I want to say goodbye to Chris.
Bye,
Chris,
guys.
We love you. We love you.
Say something, Chris.
Please say something, Chris.
Tell me how much you love me and them, too, if you want.
I'm going to be here next week, right? Aren't we doing something?
Yeah, we do. We got a show next week, but the three of us together. This is the last show for all four of us together.
Y'all have been probably my most energetic clients in this piece of shit room.
Say beautiful.
Yeah. Like, beautiful as well.
Thank
Very
you.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Shout out to the girls.
Thank you.
Come through.
Good mark.
Nah, but for real, real shit. I love you guys.
We love you, nigga.
All three of y'all.
Chris, fuck with us.
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you, Chris. We have made this show just very unique and special. And the people love you just like they love us. And we appreciate you so much, brother. You have brought so much energy and good vibes. And we just could not have done this without you. We thank you so much. For real, for real. You are Broadway Black, brother.
He's Broadway Black.
On some real nigga shit. Right.
Real niggas.
Come through.
Dark skin, chocolate milk, dead looking ass niggas.
You already know.
Good marks.
All right, y'all. We out. Thank y'all so much. Deuces.
Bye.
Fire in the booty hole.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.